Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 15th. You'll be interested to know, 157 years ago, today in 1852, Janet Zelliger, in the industrious city of Lynn, Massachusetts, invented the shoelacing machine, a wondrous device that transformed the making of footwear and celebrated human ingenuity. This invention, a triumph of mechanical design, enabled shoes to be produced more swiftly, affordably, and with greater precision, uplifting workers and wearers alike, and marking a milestone in industrial progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions stay clean until late morning when they shift to fair as the wind picks up slightly. By noon, we see waves increase to 3+ feet, and the wind shifts onshore at 7 miles per hour. Expect fair conditions continuing into the afternoon with similar wave heights. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 20 seconds and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 3.5 feet at 7:15 a.m., followed by a 3.5-foot low tide just after 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with consistent 3 to 4+ foot surf on Tuesday, complemented by light winds. Wednesday sees a slight drop in size to 2 to 4 feet, but remains clean early before onshore winds introduce some chop. Thursday's surf settles at 2 to 3+ feet, with fair conditions in the morning, but choppy conditions develop later in the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Tuesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 78. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms is possible Tuesday night with a low around 71. Wednesday brings a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies at a high near 79. Wednesday night may see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 72. On Thursday, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., then a slight chance later with partly sunny skies at a high near 78. Thursday night has a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms is possible before 5 p.m. on Friday, then expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. Friday night may bring a slight chance of rain showers after 11 p.m. with a low around 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, experts warn that Western states must urgently cut water use to prevent a deepening crisis on the Colorado River, as major reservoirs are now less than 1/3 full. A real problem is at hand, according to Jack Schmidt, director at Utah State University, who stresses that immediate action is needed to address water consumption across 7 states, including California and Arizona. The river, which supplies water from Denver to San Diego, has faced persistent dry conditions since 2000, exacerbated by climate change. Federal officials caution that without substantial reductions, water flow will dramatically fall below natural levels, threatening the region's water supply. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Falcos smoked the Vikos 22-6. Penix Jr. was 13 for 21, with 135 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. J.J. McCarthy was 11 for 21, with 158 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheader with Bucks at Texans, starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. Then Chargers at Raiders, with kickoff at 10 Eastern on ESPN. Houston is favored by 2.5, and the Chargers are favored by 3.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Oracle Park in San Francisco, the Dodgers won over the Giants 10-2. Glasnow earned the win, pitching 6.2 innings with 3 hits and 1 earned run. Dioscar Hernandez had 4 hits, including key RBIs, while Betson Freeman contributed with important runs. The boys in blue finished with 18 hits and 0 errors. The Dodgers' record improves to 84-65. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Phillies at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Emma Sheehan is 6-3, with a 3.32 earned run average, faces Ranger Suarez, who is 12-6, with a 2.77. First pitch is at 7:10. On to football. Yesterday morning, the Rams beat the Titans in Tennessee, 33-19. Stafford was 23 for 33, with 298 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Cam Ward went 19 for 33, with 175 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. The Rams are now 2-0 going into Week 3 to face the Eagles in Philly at 10 a.m. on Fox. In top news, the American diet is filled with ultra-processed foods, including frozen pizza, deli meat, and energy drinks, making up about 55% of daily caloric intake. Nutrition researchers emphasize the need to cut back, as these foods are linked to serious health risks like obesity and type 2 diabetes. Some ultra-processed foods can be healthier, such as whole grain breads and low-sugar yogurts. Experts recommend targeting sugary drinks and processed meats first, as they pose the greatest health threats. Overall, being mindful of ingredients and choosing less processed options can make a significant difference. In business news, the corporate saga behind Jeep's downfall reveals a mismanaged iconic brand caught between a profit-obsessed CEO and a billionaire dynasty before facing challenges from trade wars. In a multi-million-dollar Super Bowl advertisement, Harrison Ford promoted Jeep's rugged vehicles, emphasizing freedom. However, Stellantis, the company behind Jeep, struggled with collapsing sales and mismanagement. John Elkann, the chairman, replaced the previous CEO, Carlos Tavares, after significant strategic failures. Amidst rising competition and tariffs, Elkann promoted Antonio Filosa to CEO, aiming to revitalize Jeep's market share and navigate an uncertain future, while seeking new investments in technology and innovation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $115,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $4,600. And XRP is unchanged at $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is set to release iOS 26, iPad OS 26, Watch OS 26, and Mac OS Tavo to the public today. The company typically launches new iOS builds around 10 a.m. Pacific time, so expect the update then. With these updates, Apple aims for a unified design language across all platforms. Alan Dye, Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design, stated, "This unified design language creates a more harmonious experience. Ensure you have over 20 gigabytes of free storage before installing." Not all devices will get the updates, so go into Settings, General, Software Update, to see if you have one available for download. And in entertainment news, the Television Academy handed out trophies at the 2025 Emmy Awards on Sunday night. The 2025 Emmy Awards featured stars celebrating the best in television, with Severance leading all nominees with an impressive 27 nods. The White Lotus followed closely with 23 nominations, while The Pitt enjoyed 13 nominations. Notable nominations included Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us. In comedy, Hacks received 14 nominations, with Jean Smart vying for her fourth Outstanding Actress prize. The leader in limited or anthology series was The Penguin, with 24 nominations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.